Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Eddie, can you hear me?
Brother D, what's happening? How you doing?
Oh, man.
Are we on the air, or you just got me in the queue with just me and
no,
you?
No, it's both. It's a long story, but we good as long as I got you. So with that being said, family, welcome to another episode of Basement Boogie, Boogie Nights in the Basement, Blog Talk Radio for November 20th, 2021. I'm your host, Brother D, with my co-host tonight, Brother Eddie Harris. And we're going to be talking about Meta, formerly known as Facebook, the new mind scrub by the numbers. So family, it's going to be a little bit different tonight. Going to be a lot of freestyling off the top of the head stuff because let's just say we're having some technical issues right now, but that's okay. We're going to get through it. So with that being said, Blog Talk has stopped me from playing our normal audio, video clips, whatever, but that's okay. We're going to get through it. So I'd like to thank all the family for joining us from all the 10 regions and abroad across the planet. It's going to be a good show tonight. And just sit back and hold tight. You know, get your popcorn ready. Get your notebook, pad, and pen. Get ready to take notes because we're all having class. So with that being said, Brother Eddie, it's been a minute. How you doing tonight, bro?
Brother, you just put me in the right mood. Let me know whatever issues that we got to deal with dealing with this platform that we have been using for some time now. And before I even get started, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank our ancestors, the elders,
yes,
and especially, most of all, our family and listening audience for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of their life that they're sharing with us just by listening, if not adding to the mix, and giving us their piece of the pie. And yes, 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 my brother, it has been a very long time that we've been back in the basement, Basement Boogie. It's been a minute, you know, and speaking of that date, let me extend my wholeheartedness to all my former and up-to-date veteran brothers and sisters out there, because I didn't get on my show Wednesday and wish them all a belated Veterans Day, but it's no coincidence
Day, right.
That Veterans
right.
Day ends up on 11-11,
11-11.
Ain't we still there? We on 11-20, which is 2-2, baby. Come on now. It's all connected. So even
right.
by the number, I just wanted to bring that to the family's attention, and especially all of my vet brothers, like every day's Mother's Day, Father's Day, every day's Veterans Day, family. See, because even the word veteran itself comes up to 29. 2 plus 9 is 11. Come on. It's no coincidence
right.
that they made it 11-11. Let's get deeper than what they tell us, because they hid it in plain sight. All of this stuff with Facebook and all this nonsense, you know, we're going to touch on, because the key is we've been touching on it. But what are we doing and what are we manifesting with this information that we give and receive from one another? You know, is it still just talk, 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 and it's not being applied? And that's always been my key to whatever I give. Something viable that could be applied to one's own life, not mine. I'm living mine, and I'm living a delicious life. I'm living my life deliciously. So, again, hopefully everybody else is living their life the way they should be living it, which I'm quite sure they are, because they're listening to themselves by listening to us. I'm not saying nothing that none of us can say. Well, all of us can say. We can all say exactly what I'm saying. The only difference is I have a little bit more as far as speaking and articulating what I feel. And what I feel is we all feel it. We all feel it. I'm just able to speak it a little bit better because I'm not speaking nothing nonsense. I'm speaking from the heart. And
right.
speaking from the heart is with passion, and my passion is meant to touch. It's meant to touch you. This is why it's passion. This is why not even knowing that passion and touch are all the same number. And why I started off with that, because that's the number of Facebook, y'all. Same number as touch. You've been touched by Facebook, ain't that something?
Wow. And what's the number for Facebook again, Brother Eddie?
It's 6. The number of Facebook is 24.
Right.
2
right.
plus 4 is 6.
Right. Got to write
it's
that
6.
In my note. Check.
See. Because that's why we're getting ready to go into the 6. Why are you changing that 6 that we're going into? Next year is 2022, the 6. See? But we know when stayed in this year when the name is changed to Meta. Meta is what we've been talking about all year, starting off on the 5.
Right.
Meta is 14. This year is 41. 2021 is 41. 4 plus 1 is 5. It's the 5. But see, this is what Meta is taking us to. And a lot of these words we've been saying, we've been hearing, but we're going to hear them even more as time progresses to this time or by next year. It's not going to be this time next year. It's going to be the beginning of the year because it's the end of the year, and we're ending this year with what next year is going to be dealing with. But that's why, again, when we really look at Facebook, which is 6, and Meta, which is 5, we're looking at 6 and 5.
Which is
ain't
11.
That something?
Mm-hmm.
That 11 again, there you go. When you put them together, that's that 11. But even in biology, that 6 is what they call the XX chromosome, 6. And that Meta, that 5, is that XY chromosome. We're going back to the beginning of life if we want to go back to science to that degree, but understanding where they brought it to now. And again, remember these words, write them down because you're going to hear them. And we're also saying them already. What Facebook has done by changing the name is, for me, by numbers, showing what they're doing. What they're using in Facebook, a.k.a. Meta, is no more than using a brain wave through technology on us. Brain is 14, that 5, and wave is 15, which is that 6, Facebook. We've even talked about, and we will, because these numbers with these words just stir up things in us. When we've heard of alien DNA already compatible to human DNA, we're human is a 6. DNA is 6. We all
right.
have a DNA in us, but alien is 14, is that 5. That 5 is what's known as the vaccine. Vaccine is 23, which is that 5. That alien DNA in the vaccine is called nanobots. Nano is 5. That's alien. Nobody, and I haven't read it well, they could tell you the exact scientific chemical component of the nanotechnology other than alien. So it's an alien DNA through this vaccine that I've even heard on other shows and, again, from other people, that it's a serum. Serum is 23. I heard the vaccine referred to as a serum because it's turning you into what has been called Ventum, which is 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all of this 5 being Ventum, serum, vaccine, which is alien, is being put in your system to offset and change your DNA. At the end of the day, this should be common sense. And we normally say it really ain't common because a lot of people don't have the 6, and it's called common sense. That's why sense is the 5, but when you put common in front of 6, and sense, it becomes six because common is one. And why is it six? Because we're going into the sixth year dealing with 2022, but six is the sixth chakra, which is the third eye, 3-3. Third is three, and I being 12, 1 + 2 = 3. There's no reason that they did call it the third eye. And we're coming from the fifth chakra, five, y'all, this year. Well, what does the fifth chakra deal with? It deals with truth and lies. That's it. There's no gray point on this chakra. You're either speaking truth or you're speaking a lie. So that next indigo chakra, which is your brow or third eye chakra, is dealing with two things. It's dealing with two things, which is insight and illusion. Think about it, y'all. Next year, 2022, ushering in this new meta or alien DNA, a.k.a. a brain wave, to put you in what they even call the metaverse. Meta 14 versus 26. 14 plus 26 is 40. 40 is spiritual. Or 4. 4 is real. 4 or 40 is artificial. They're using
Eddie,
this metaverse and artificial means to offset the real spiritual that we're in. I'm sorry, go ahead, D. You were trying to say
something. I was gonna jump in real quick now. Metaverse actually comes up to 40.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said
right,
metaverse
right,
comes
right.
up to 40.
I already had it on my list. It was just interesting you said that because like I said, meta is 5, metaverse is 40. And like in the
right.
title of the show tonight, we were talking, well, I couldn't play the kid because of the North Star, and Zuckerberg was saying that this new metaverse comes out of a North Star, that's also, I think, also a 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. North is 21, Star is 19, 21 plus 19 is 40. Yes, sir. So, yeah, you're right on point with that, which I didn't even know. But, again, it all ties into this artificial that will be used in this so-called metaverse, which is no more than the real being taken over by the artificial
right.
of the spiritual. So that's where a lot of this is going. But even when we get just a little bit deeper, and we're going to come back out of that because we were touching on common sense and sense, and we know that a whole bunch of people ain't sense ain't common because they never get to that third realm anyway. But when we go to that sixth, understanding is hidden in plain sight. And that's why I said the number of everything that we talk about is what English puts in its word, but the hidden is behind the word of the number. So if we looking at six by the number, we see that character or that characteristic symbol of six. But the word spelling is the key. It's hidden in plain sight. So that's why when you spell out six, what do you think it comes to? S-I-X.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to 14. It comes
Which
to that
5. Which is another
5.
Yeah.
That 5. That's why they changed the name Facebook. That 6, when you spell it, it equals 5, the meta. It's hidden in plain sight. That's why I use that term. All of this is hidden in plain sight behind the word of the number. It's the number behind that word that tells you all that they're doing, and it depends on how far down the rabbit hole you want to go. Because, again, for everybody, this ain't for everybody. So it's only certain things anyway, even by word, not by number, that inspires
word.
One. That's why word even comes to 15, and that 15 comes right to that 6 again. Ain't that something, Facebook? Because that's what they're using that we give them every time we speak on these phones. They're recording this. That's why record is 24, which is 6. This is why every word you say and type on this apparatus or the computer is 6. There's no reason that the computer is 32, which is another 5. But you type the word out, and we hear this term quite frequently now called algorithms. Well, algorithms is 42, which is another 6. That's reversing that is 24, which is the record. They keep a record on you in Facebook because Facebook, as we have been told, and we recognize is the new mugshot. They don't need a police mugshot. They got you on Facebook, and you've willingly given your face to them.
Yes.
A lot of our children do this daily and then report where they're going and when they're going on vacation and constantly posting pictures on these sites when they're on vacation, letting people know where their house is vacant. That's another story. We're not getting on that. But again, just bringing it to the chakras. We're in the fifth chakra, this fifth year, and it deals with truth and lies. And we already see that the lie is 12. And this is what they've done with the government. The government 39, 3 plus 9 is 12, which is 3 again. The government has lied to us by introducing us to this shot. Well, shot is 21, which is what? A 3 again.
A 3, yeah.
And when you recognize that if the shot don't kill you, by the way, kill is 12, which is 3. If it don't kill you, it will turn you into a robot. That's why robot is 21. That's what the shot is meant to do. And if it don't do that, it's going to kill you. This is why, again, most people don't even ask a doctor or whoever's giving the vaccine what's in it. What is in this vaccine? And if they don't ask that, do they even ask the question, will this vaccine cure me? Or will it enable me to actually give it to somebody else if it doesn't cure? But for me, these are two pertinent questions, that two relevant being what the night is on that 11 and that 2, which is now spiritual, which if we do have time, I'll bring the medicine wheel into that. That's why medicine wheel comes to that 6 again. That's why it's all connected to that and why they changed the name to give us this code that deals with a brain melt or brain wash or dealing with your brain wave, because that's what it's basically stimulating. Just mm-hmm. like drugs do with a junkie, they're stimulated to chase that high. These people are chasing a high, a technology high that basically offsets a true frequency or a natural frequency that we're all on and that we all have. That a lot of us can't even relate anymore, that frequency that comes from within, because everybody has it and everybody has their own frequency, but it's all connected to the whole. That's understanding the part that we all have our own parts. That's like the stage is nothing but a part. I mean, the earth is nothing, or the world is nothing but a stage, and we all play a part. Most of us really never know our part. We don't know what we're our part actually is in what we do. So, yeah, that's the start off. So, yeah, if you want to go and jump in, Brother D, please do.
No, I was just saying, like, going back to our title, Mind Scrub, you mentioned number 33. Mind Scrub also comes up to a 33. And then virtual reality, that's a 4. That's a 5813, which is a 4 also, if you add all that mm-hmm. up. And then, like, what's interesting with the word Mark Zuckerberg and social media. Now, Zuckerberg comes up to 53, which is an 8, and social media comes up to 35, and which is 53 in reverse, but they also equal 8.
Okay. See, now that's something good for me because that's I don't usually use social media. I just use the word media because all of them are connected mm-hmm. socially. So I just use media because that's easy for me to remember that 16 with media, because I tie 16 right into news when we get mm-hmm. all this fake news. Well, news is 16. Well, it's either you're getting it from the news or you're getting it from the media. See?
Right.
So it's all the same with me. So to give it little added names kind of throw me off, but that's why I'm able to use certain words I know, and when you give me another word, just add that number to what I already know that gives me that other number when you gave me Northern Star, North Star. You know, I'm like, wow, okay, just put those two numbers together and I get exactly what you're saying. You know, but again, that's the same way a computer does, understanding that we the number one computer because we built the computer. What built the computer is called the human brain. That's why brain is 14 or 5 and computer is 5. See?
Okay.
I put myself spiritually above the computer because we are. And if we subdue to what, you know, we feel that a computer can think fast and you can know, I'm the ultimate computer. See, you think it, you are it. You know, I don't give no machine more than me being its creator, or if not me, another human created you. You know, my creation is something else, and I'm on mine. This is why I know I can tabulate these words and numbers just as fast as a computer. But guess what? A man has got to program them. This program is I already got programmed in my mind with the gematria that I use, the same thing you use that you are dealing with now. So, again, with me doing this, I know some people say, damn, he got no. See, this is just my love and my passion. You can do the same thing. Just like going back and we said, be a jack of all trades and a master of one, that master self. Master self so that when you touch anything, it turns gold. You can master anything, baby. Just master self. Don't worry about none. You don't want to do everything all your life, and you didn't master shit. Excuse my French family, but y'all know what I'm talking about. You want to master at least that something, that tangible thing you can master yourself. Know who you are. Be yourself. See? So I'm an advocate for that, you know, at all times. So, again, I know I'm kind of getting thrown off a little bit, and please forgive me, family, because, again, we do get caught up sometime, and we got to play catch-up because we caught up. So forgive me for kind of running off script and not staying on this so-called alien DNA that they're trying to force on us, dealing with this vaccine that they are trying to really push on the public that it's for your salvation. You know, no. The last show I gave, is it your faith or is it fate? You know, that's my salvation. You know, you can't give me some artificial salvation with a shot, you know, and want me to embrace it and then to give it to somebody else as a program to tell them that, oh, yeah, do this. It's good for you. I ain't going to do it. But at the same time, please, family, don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking any of you who've taken the shot, who are contemplating taking the shot, who will take the shot. No problem. I love you. I want you to love me because, again, I'm just keeping it real. I'm going to need you just as much as you're going to need me. You know, I ain't going to lie about anything. You know, but again, I've made up my mind. If you made up your mind, cool. I'm not, you know, talking about you because, again, I need you as much as you need me. And I know it's a lot of people I know that have already taken the shot, family members as well, who are doing it for their job. And I already said that, you know, a year and a half ago, we were talking about that people will take it because of their jobs when it come down to it. And it was before we got with this so-called mandate that we're seeing, and we talked about it, you know, on other shows, that it's going to be pushed. It's going to be pushed because, again, family, like I said, it's not just called American pandemics worldwide. So when we do take a gander at these social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and we see other countries that are initiating things like a mandatory shutdown on unvaccinated people, whereas if you're not going out to go to a job, if you're not going out to go to the grocery store shopping, if you're not going out just for a walk, you know, you're not allowed to come outside. Don't think these things ain't coming your way. It's called a worldwide pandemic. If we see it on one end, come on, it's going to happen. If you don't stop it on one end, not that if we don't see it, if we don't stop it, that's what's going to happen. See, and it's already happening because, again, we're still too preoccupied with Rosenhaus, so I can't even pronounce the boy's name, who just went through the trial of what, again, we are so complacent on talking about things that we will never be able to change, but we're spending so much energy talking about this individual who, let me just keep it plain, is a white boy. And he kills white people. We got enough worrying about our own damn people being shot and killed in the street by white people and black people. I ain't going to let no black person off the hook who's doing some underhanded shit, because for me it ain't no such thing. It's black-on-black crime. Crime is crime. It has no color. See, color has only kept me up and my people up for putting issues of race and color on the table. And let's not get it twisted. That's part of the meta, baby. Part of the meta is to use race, 14, to use color, 14, to keep the people off balance. We're in the year or the age of bringing balance. The third horseman, the black horseman, the third seal, open to bring balance. This is what he rode in with a pair of balance in his hands. Nothing else. We're bringing balance now, family. That's why, guess what? Balance is 15. 5 plus 6, we back to 6. Facebook ain't bringing us balance, so we have to bring the balance. We got to bring the word. See, we got to bring the deprogram to the program, because guess what? Program is 24, which is 6. Deprogram is 33, which is 6. We're using the same number to combat it, baby. That's what I do. We all can do that, and we all have that. But I'm just giving it in words, just letting us know that's what we have to do. Use this to battle, because, again, part of that deprogramming for me is the medicine wheel, because it ties me into the past ancient knowledge here in the present to show me my future. So it's a beautiful thing to get that. And to see that unfold in front of us, again, like I said, along this show, if I have time, dealing with the family, depending on their questions or yours or whatever conversation we get into, if we have time, I will dwell into that a little bit, because it is so significant for me. And that's the only way I can deliver that message of what I've been given, because, again, if the family notice, I ain't been into no darn medicine wheel, you know, for all these years since we've been on these classes and shows. I just recently, again, thank you, thank us, Mother AZ, you know, for sharing the medicine wheel with us, not just me. But I got it and took it and put my intentions, like that's what we all have to do to whatever you're doing. Put your intentions on it, baby. You ain't got nothing to do with me or nobody else. It's your intentions. But you have to be real with what you do. And we talked about that. Practice what you preach. You got to be real with it. That's why practice is 32 and preach is 23. It's the five. So, again, that just came to mind. But, again, it all comes to mind because it's relevant to even the number of meta that we're talking this evening. No more than practice what you preach. You know, if you're not walking the walk, stop talking the talk, or don't talk it to me, because I can't stop you from doing nothing. You're going to do what you want to do. But again, like anything else, I can turn you off as well as turn you on. So if you ain't giving me what I need, there's no reason for me to give you the time I'm giving you. I'll allow you in my space as you allow me in yours. But again, we have that option, that choice to turn it off. Just like them being using censorship against you, not allowing you to play these different links as we used to play, and different things of this sort, you know. So, again, just like they have that power, we have a percentage of power. It's how you use that power that you have. Mm-hmm. We all have it, you know. So, again, I know I'm kind of getting sidetracked again, but at the end of the day, it's all relevant, because for me, if I say it, it needs to be said, you know, to a certain degree. And the reason that I catch myself is the reason that I need to stop saying what is not pertinent, because I see it at that time. If nobody else like you, or we have another caller, or we're talking on a personal level, but again, I am very aware of the family's time and their effort of giving their time to just listen, you know. And my hope is always, if I do hope for anything, I hope to always impart upon our people something that they can use, that they hear us talking about tonight and every night that we have any classroom discussion conversation along these shows. I want them to be able to take something, not everything, but something from this show. Because, again, for me, that medicine wheel deals with that nothing that turns into something. That's the medicine wheel. By numbers, but by words, that's it. The air we breathe is nothing. It's the universe that we take in. And we turn that air, that oxygen, into something when we exhale, when we bring it out. We make it something, you know. So we are the creators that we have been waiting for, looking for, the watchers. We are the watchers. We are the creators. Our DNA is linked to that of the Anunnakis. Anunnaki is one. Watchers is one. Creator is one. We're all part of the one called and the whole. Whole is one. W-H-O-L-E, whole, the whole, which is no more than the total. Total is one. It's the same darn number, family. They just keep changing the damn word, and we can't connect the dots to connect the numbers to the words, so we don't see the whole. And that's just my part I've been given to share, and that's it. It's just a part of a whole. It's not the absolute to every damn thing. Because even absolute has that number of God. And for me, that's absolute, spirit, spiritual, the secret, that's all four. That's all absolute. That's all God. It's all spiritual. It's all truth. Because your truth is not necessarily my truth. It's your truth. That's why truth is 31, 4. It's the spiritual essence that we all share. That's something that I say we have, that I'm in that group of those who have something. Like, it's, we choose to see the glass half empty or half full. That's that choice we have. I choose to be in the company I keep, because even company is 13. God, 13. It's the sun, 13. It's real. It's the truth. It's trust. It's humble. Humble ourselves. See? And again, let me digress, because I'm all off topic of the 6 and the 5, which again is the number 11. And it's a reason that we look at that 6 and 5 all the time, because when we look at the 6, even in the outer limits, they said we control the horizontal, 32. We control the vertical, 33. 32 and 33 is 65. 6 plus 5 is 11. That's that horizontal and that vertical bar or line. It overlaps each other and becomes the cross. That's why cross, the word, comes to 22. God, 4, see? And like I said, it's all connected when I start seeing all these numbers and the words. And again, the stories from the words and numbers that I get through dreams and visions. So it's not me just sitting here doing what my brothers and sisters do, who are very diligent and hard researchers and investigators, you know, in their pertinent fields. You know, that's a lot of work. And people look at me and say, this is a lot of work, because when they come to my house or they see me, that's all I have is pens and pencils, pads, you know, clipboards and all other type of writing utensils around me, because this is what I do. This is, that's it, my research. My investigation, and it's, like I said, that's my joy. See, my joy is my job. Job is eight. Joy is eight. That's my job, what I enjoy. Enjoy is 14 now. I enjoy this. 14 is love. I truly love and enjoy what I'm doing. By the numbers, baby, that's why 5 is 23, which is Eddie. Ooh, I love myself. Then I love everybody else. I'm just being real. Because it starts, if I ain't got love for myself, how in the hell am I going to love somebody else? If I don't start with loving me. If I haven't been loved, how can I express and show the love that I claim to have? And if I don't love myself, I can't love you. Because I don't know love. It's not your fault or my fault. I can't give what I don't have. You can't give what you never had, girl. I know I can't sing. Let me shut up. But y'all know what I'm saying. You can't hide. I bet you, you know, I bet you can't hide. See? It's in us. And once we are real with self, we can be real and open with anybody else. That's that master of one. When I've mastered myself, I ain't got to worry about nobody else. See? That's why I got to make sure that I'm on page before we get on page, that I'm on the right track. I'm not finna be derailed and my train go overboard. So I got to be on the right track. And I do my damnedest by staying as focused as I can, because we all fall short. But my intentions, not just my intentions, but my actions, which helps me along the way, keep on track. Because like I said, it's so easy to get off track, off tune, off your square, out your lane. And I'm coming to see that still a lot of my family just aren't ready to taste my cup of tea. And it's only because they are so engulfed in their own personal issues. Because when it comes to me, especially where I am now, going back to my passion, to my love, first love being martial arts. And when I'm talking to anyone about the art of combat, I can hear within the conversation of something that they're telling me that I see a better way to show them where they didn't have to do what they mentioned by a certain move. If you being held and you got to position yourself, it's techniques that I know that you can do without even moving anything other than what you need to move, and that's your arm to get out of a grab, somebody grabbing your arm. You don't have to stand back and brace yourself and get those things will let me know through conversations when I'm not even with an individual. But when I'm, before I could even give anything to let them know that this is just another way than what you've been shown, because it's like me being a martial artist, I know it's a whole bunch of stuff I ain't never seen. So if you got something to tell me or show me, I want to see it. And it lets me know if I'm able to use it or not. I'm not going to, oh, I know this and I know that. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. So to know everything I know and to know the little bit that you finna show me, I'm going to get into it. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to learn it because in the Eastern culture, what it says is that taste my cup of tea. And a lot of people can't put that cup of old brew in another container in order that their cup is empty and it can be replenished with something brand new. Now, I can drink the tea or I can throw it out. But at least I put it in the cup to try it out, to see what it was about. You know, I've been drinking some homebrew and not alcohol, but my own little mixture of just my NyQuil. Oh, man, it's been a beaut. And it's tea. I've been making some tea, some homebrew tea. And I've been having some of the best sleep that I've had, I would say, all this year. I mean, just restful, peaceful, and and blissful. Blissful, you know, not blissful, but bliss. It's been in bliss, you know. So I've been having a very interesting time, to say the least, you know, just getting into that realm of what I was talking about when I was texting some of the family dealing with the lunar eclipse. But like I said, it's the same word. When we talk about lunar, what are we talking about, Brother D?
Now, you said the word lunar.
Lunar, yeah, when we're talking about lunar. Huh?
I was going to say, now, lunar by number, it comes up to a six.
Okay, but what is lunar talking about? What is the lunar? The lunar what?
Well,
wouldn't
the moon.
Lunar be just the moon? Thank you. Bing, bing, bing. Moon. What
and you know what?
Lunar?
You know what? Hold that
what
thought.
What number is moon? What number
moon.
Is moon?
Moon.
Didn't you just say the same?
Moon
the same number,
six.
But a different word. You just told me lunar is six and moon is six. It's the same thing. They just change. They just keep changing the word, family.
Right.
When you think
hey, Eddie.
Of the full moon, you think of the lunar moon, you think of people going crazy. That's why they call them lunar ticks during the full moon. Lunar, the moon, the six, the Facebook, six.
Right.
This is all dealing with the same thing. We talk about Facebook tonight. Don't think the lunar and the moon that we just dealing with the blood moon and the lunar eclipse. And remember, eclipse is 29, family. 2 plus 9 is 11. We're in this month of the 11th month. This, woo, yeah. But we keep saying that too, and that's all part of the medicine because 29 is medicine. 2 plus 9 is 11. 11 is the air. The air is the only medicine we truly need. But see, we don't even breathe the pure medicine, the pure air anymore because what do we always talk about? The five. It's called chemtrails. Chemtrails is 41. That's the five. So we've been breathing chemtrails and all these other chemicals. Chemicals is 32, which is the five. We've been breathing all these damn chemicals for so long that's been terraforming our planet. That's another word that you're going to start hearing along with metaverse, the terraforming again. Because, again, this is all part of this alien wave or this brain wave, which is no more than an alien wave, as they call it, the fifth wave. They had a movie called The Fifth Wave. Five, fifth is alien. Wave is six, which again is Facebook. Facebook and Meta. The six and the five. So, yes, do we have any callers as of yet, or is everybody still back listening?
This is what I want to do. We got about 10 minutes away from we take our break. I got two quick stories I want to get out, but it's interesting.
Okay.
We talk about this now because they're actually dealing with the six, is Facebook, and 11. So this first one, this is dealing with the Beaver Moon. This is from almanac.com. It's entitled A Beaver Moon, Full Moon Lunar Eclipse in November 2021. This is once again from the website www.almanac.com. Okay, it says in 2021, November's full Beaver Moon reaches peak illumination in the wee hours of Friday, November 19th, which was yesterday. So look upon Thursday night. In addition, the Beaver Moon will also be plunged into eclipse Friday morning. To get more information, including the full moon rise, why do we call it a Beaver Moon and the best days of the moon? The Beaver Moon reaches peak illumination in early morning hours of Friday, November 19th at 3:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But, of course, it would be very close to the full night before, so plan to look for it starting on Thursday, November the 18th, just after sunset. Find out exactly what time the moon will appear above the horizon in your area with the moonrise and a moonset calculator. This year's November's Beaver Moon is accompanied by a partial lunar eclipse that will be just shy of 98% of the moon will be covered by Earth's shadow of all the height of the eclipse. During a lunar eclipse, the moon, sun, and Earth stand in line with the Earth in the middle, causing the planet's shadow to be cast onto the moon. This gives the full moon a reddish, coppery hue, as well known the nickname the blood moon. But this is the moon truly a blood moon? We more about it on a blood moon is it isn't. This near total lunar eclipse will be visible for most of North America, reaching its maximum at approximately 4 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time on Friday, November the 19th. Be sure to convert to your local time zone and to find out, look for the eclipse. Now, why is it called the Beaver Moon? For decades, the Almanac has referenced the monthly full moons with the names tied to early Native American, Colonial American, and European folklore. Traditionally, each moon, full moon, name was applied to the entire lunar month, which occurred and throughout all the moon phases, not only the full moon. Why the Beaver Moon? This is the time of the year when beavers begin to take shelter in their lodges, having laid up sufficient stores of food for the long winter ahead. And during the time of the fur trade in North America, it was also the season to trap beavers for their thick winter pelt. Now, as far as the numbers, Brother Eddie, dealing with this particular order in the lunar eclipse, now I have down here beaver is 23, that equals, and beaver moon, which is a 29, also comes up to a number 11. Now, what was interesting, Brother Eddie, this might be off topic, but then this might be on top of what we were talking about, that Rittenhouse trial earlier. Now, I ain't going to say no names, but now Kyle Rittenhouse, I was listening to a show last week that this particular person actually said, nicknamed him the Beaver. And ironically, he gets off on the same day we have this Beaver Moon eclipse. That ain't no accident, bro. Hello?
Oh, shit, Brother D. Hello?
Oh, my goodness. I had put myself on mute, and I wonder if he thought they dropped.
Anyone there? Eddie Derrick?
Hey, can you hear me, Thomas?
Yeah, I hear you. What's good, bro?
Okay. Man, I don't know, man. What's going on?
Yeah, they ain't like this information. So they ain't like about this.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can bring Eddie back in, man. Hey, Eddie.
Okay,
can you hear me,
Brother D?
Yeah, I got
can hear
you now, man.
Oh,
I don't know what the hell happened.
Man, that was part of my bad too. Cause while you was talking, cause if you noticed, after you finished talking, I guess I didn't give a response. I thought I was talking to you. I had put myself on mute while you was talking, so I wouldn't be rattling around or moving, and I forgot to take myself off of mute. Thank you, Sister Antoinette, along with you, D. I see you in a text. And Sister Antoinette, I'm looking at my phone now and see Brother Wesley, thank you. You know, no audio. So that was my fault, y'all. I put myself on mute, and I forgot to take myself off of mute once you finished your talk about what you were talking about dealing with that issue. Well, what you were talking about was dealing with the blood moon and beaver and shadows, because even lunar, when you understand eclipse being 29, that's why it's the shadow of the Earth, Sun, and Moon, and the Moon going in between, casting that shadow, or the Earth going in between, the two casting shadow. But shadows is also 29, like eclipse is 29. That's why lunar eclipse deals with the shadow. But at the same time, so does a solar eclipse. It deals with the shadow being cast over the sun instead of the moon. So, but again, that's with shadows. This is why we had a particular soap opera called Dark Shadows. Part of the medicine wheel, Dark Shadows. Anyway, another story. Brother Thomas, I'm sorry, you was talking when Brother Derek did bring me in. So finish what you were saying, my brother.
No, I just texted saying I couldn't hear anything, and he said press one. So I pressed one, and then it said unmuted. So I just started talking, see if I could hear you. I heard you for a second, and you disappeared again. So now that I'm, you got the show back, we're operating, I'm going to mute myself, brother.
If you had something to add to the mix, man, please do. You know, don't let me coming back, you know, deter you from what you had to add to it, because I know you. You always have something dealing with that frequency on technology that you give to the family, and that's great.
I believe it's Charles Darwin. I believe it's Charles Darwin. And every full moon, him and a group of other people, eugenicists, you know, out of Africa theory creators, they would meet up, and they called themselves the lunatics. So they would all meet up at his house. I believe it's Darwin. You know, I could do the research real quick. And they would all meet up at his house and, you know, pretty much plan out all of the monkey theories and, you know, ways that they could make sciences and things that teach that somehow they're the dominant, you know, race and things of that nature. But they would call themselves the lunatics. And they still meet today, but they meet under a different name. But, yeah, that's all I had to add, bro.
Very interesting. Darwin was brought up to me earlier today. So that to me, there's a connection there with just that little pertinent information you gave. And, it coincides right with where we are on the 6th being lunar, dealing with lunatics. So very interesting, man. Like I said, yeah, this is, for me, that's a leeway to me to get me to go a little bit deeper than where I was because of that word Darwin and something that along his studies or his writings will be revealed that I will see because by this not being a coincidence, you mentioning that and me that being brought to my attention through a conversation earlier, like I said, it's just learning how to connect the dots. And that's part of my dot, and I appreciate you. Like I said, that's all you giving right now. You can mute yourself. So it was a reason that you gave that little card right there, especially for me. I don't know about Brother D, but I let you know. This for me, that's how it works. Dealing with the universe. You get what you need from people unexpectedly, but just be open and receptive to it. And you just gave me another piece of my puzzle that I'm supposed to be going to find out, what I'm supposed to find. So I appreciate you, brother, as always.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Thomas. Oh, Eddie, by the way, Charles Darwin by number comes up to 48, which is a 12, which comes out to a 3.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, as soon as you give me that first number, I know the single digits. So, yeah, 48 is a 3. So, yeah, that's why we're in and we're coming out. Oh, another word. Thank you, Brother D, that I want y'all to put on your radar for next year that you'll start hearing more of. Starting the end of this year on into next year, we're leaving 5G. It's still going to be used, but it's not going to be as prevalent as what's coming up called 6G. You even see things referred to as G6 along with 6G. But being the next so-called blueprint, remember 6G by number is 6 plus 7, which is 13, which is 4, which brings us right back to the metaverse. This is why 6G will be ushered in. And if Brother Kwame listening, he'll probably, that'll touch bases with him, and he'll probably be able to bring more on dealing with 6G. But for me, that being that 13, that 4, that metaverse that they will be using and are using already to usher in this phony paradigm with augmented reality, because augmented reality comes to one. 37. Technology comes to one. 37. Frequency comes to one. 37. That's what they're trying to use against the frequency by using technology and augmented reality. So this is where we're headed. So, yeah, be looking for that, because, again, that's another one that will be used on or with the technology at hand that they're pumping through the 6G, this next generation, you know. So, yeah, and for me, that's the first line of our defense. The first line is to be abreast and aware to what's happening, because if I don't know what's coming down the line or I don't know what's happening, I'm not going to prepare for something that I don't even know, that I don't know about.
Right.
You know, if I'm one who don't know the winter is coming, ain't going to prepare, as you said, the beaver did, getting all his food and storing his food for the cold time, you know, just like we know a bear is known to hibernate in the winter. So fatten himself up, preparing himself and getting a right spot for this nice cold winter where I'm going to be asleep 2.5 to 3 months, you know. So, again, it's just like what we're in right now. To use what I have to give, it's just like understanding this season. It's called fall. Have each individual been studying themselves to the point that you know every 3 months, every season, how you act or you don't act, what makes you upset and what doesn't, what push your buttons and what does not? Do you know how you, in every 3 months during the year, you change just like the seasons change? Are we paying attention to those personal changes? Because along with the inner changes, things in your life are brought your way at certain times of the year. It's your time to become what you consider famous or have the fame that you want, to get the money that you're looking for. It's certain times in a year that you learn. You learn. You ain't got to ask nobody. Just pay attention to yourself and who comes in and out of your life. And go back and reflect years past, who came in your life. And see, the great thing is when you write things down, it makes you remember that you was around this person or doing this thing at this particular time. The more you start to reflect, the more you start to remember. You erase those cobwebs out your brain. You blow those, all of those cobwebs away. You do it. But that's what's basically happening right now. And again, for me, for the vaccine, for the serum, for them changing those of us who accepted into that venom, this is the reason for me that they, at the beginning of this offset, it all started with protection of the seniors. It's going after our seniors, which is our history. The seniors are the history. The children are the future. They was going after history. That's why history is 33. That's six. That's what Facebook and the rest of these programmers program 24, which is 6. It's going after our seniors and elders so that they could stop and hinder that knowledge that's coming from a real, living, walking, talking book. And we still have a lot of seniors around that are in their 80s and 90s and a few that are in their hundreds. They want to take all of this record away and implement, as I heard last night on Sister Bev's show, them talking about the Mandela effect, still using that on our children because we're not telling our children the truth and letting them see what it was and the way it was that gives them the privileges that they have today, the sacrifices. Tell them, teach them those sacrifices, because without that, they don't know. Half of them, when you tell them, don't really care. We have to show them the urgency in caring, because we've put what we could in them as a child growing up. So once they become grown, we can't take that responsibility anymore. That's on them. But we still don't stop loving and putting in them the correct things that we've always put in them, because as we've known for some time, for some strange reason, your child, your loved one, a significant other, will hear someone else say the same damn thing that you've been pumping for 5, 10, 15, 20 so odd years. And the one time they meet this individual, they say the same thing using different words, and it clicks. The light bulb comes on. So again, we have to be due diligent in our part, because this is what they're praying and hoping for, that these diseases that they put upon our elders, dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia, even we at the ages we are have problems with remembering things now. It's not just an old person's disease. It's something they're doing that we always say to the five. Five being at this particular junction, the food. The food being 14 is the five that we eat, that we consume. Here's a thought. It just came to me, and I got to get it out before I forget it. Brother Derek, Brother Thomas, I know you all are out there more versed than I am, but I don't know what five it is. But we know that these people are trying to kill the population out, and they only want, I don't know if it's 500,000, 500 million, you know, they want to kill the billions off and only leave a percentage of five something. I don't know, but I know that five is there. I'm with that five. But while we're always talking about these things, and let's not forget that I mentioned that depopulation is 41, which is the five. So, yeah, we know that this is part of the game, but is it what we really think about? Because for me, it's that five, which is vaccine, death, and all, but they're talking about this five, so many million living or that they want on this planet. Are we, those of us who are not accepting the five called the vaccine, are we part of that 500 million because everybody else is either going to be that robot, that zombie, or dead, as they call it, the walking five, the walking dead? So what are we going to be? What are we going to do?
And even walking is 24 to 6. Dead is 14 to 5. Facebook, the 6 and the 5, the walking dead. That's that zombieism that they're pushing. Again, if it doesn't change you into that robot, that DNA coming from that nanotechnology, to change your DNA, preferably using nanotechnology. But it's that 500 million, billion, no, million, 500,000, whatever it might be, that number, y'all will correct me with the total, but I know it's that 5. That's, for me, those of us who refuse this nonsense. That's that group that's going to have to fight everybody else who have accepted the Kool-Aid. They have accepted this shot. Without question, without rhyme or reason, without that faith that most of these preachers and their constituents that are religious have stepped out of that faith and went into this salvation of this shot because of this lie that the government has told us. Like I said, we got so many other experiments other than the Tuskegee experiment that so many people know about. Why don't we understand that experiment is for, this is no more than another experiment. We even use the for when we use the term, the Agenda 21. It comes to 40. Agenda 19 plus 21, there's that 40. It's no more than another experiment, 40. But we are the guinea pigs. But we claim to be GP, not guinea pigs, but God's property. And we don't have enough faith in what we say to stand on that principle, stand on your square, but we run and get the shot. But again, I don't want those who have gotten the shot to feel that I'm bashing you or talking about you. I'm just passionate about what I believe and what I stand for on this side of the fence that I've chose to get on. Because like I said, at the end of the day, I'm not taking it. At the end of the day, Brother D, on a personal tip, we vets, man. I got one of my VA doctors to give me my papers, man, to sign my papers dealing with my decline for religious reasons. Just letting me
right.
know that
Wait.
You can do it. You know,
right.
Any
veterans out there listening, get that. If you don't want to take the shot, get that damn waiver. Get it filled out and submit
it. Get it because I got it. You make sure that the seal is on there with all of the names that's needed, that the doctors and anything else. But you make sure that seal is on there. And get your papers. So I wanted to mention that because, again, like I said, I want to give information that people can use. So I know that the vet, but not only the vets, though, anybody could use this. Just get your doctor. Or even if you aren't that good with your doctor, which I don't see why not, because you paying him. He ain't paying you. Go to your church if you really are into your church and have your church do it because that's what you're using the guidelines of. And it's no coincidence that the constitutional paper that I got this from is constitutional paper section 1 amendment 3 dealing with the Bill of Rights here in Illinois of your religious rights. But section 1 article 3, 1, 3, 13, there y'all go. Spirit, baby. These numbers stay right, and you got that. That's, and I remember these numbers right away because these are numbers we're talking about. So that 13, that 4, that God, that spirit, that truth is right there in what they're giving you with the law, with the law giving you your God-given rights. And people won't even find this. I found that document on looking through the paperwork of your religious rights and ran to find that and got another sheet from another family member who gave me even more information. But we have enough information that when we ask for anybody for anything, we got enough information that's online that you can use to back up and validate whatever it is that you're talking about that you want. These are the things that I want people to go look up and find and take their time with when they're on links and they're looking up. Get something that's useful to you dealing with where you are. Whatever extra ammunition, you can say, I got this, I got that. There's nothing wrong with getting another piece of paper because that's what they're using on you. They want you to get an ID, which is a laminated piece of paper. Real ID.
Yeah.
They want you to get damn papers to show that you've not been vaccinated or unvaccinated. So you got your own papers. Come on. They're using what they feel that you can't use. You can use what you got to get what you want, but if you don't know what to use and how to use it, they got you. They got you. See? But I want to make sure that I'm giving my part something tangible that we can use right here, right now. That's the way I'm starting to look at it. If I can't give you something that you can use along the way, I don't want you to waste your time with me. You got better things you can be doing, just like I got better things to be doing. I'm not going to waste your time and definitely don't want you to waste mine. But I'm going to give you that respect, definitely not to waste your time. You know, because for me, time is no more than my learning. It's no more than information that I get, wherever I'm getting it from. That's what my time is composed of. You know, now I love having fun because fun is I know a lot of people think that, woo, you be talking so serious, you don't have fun. Yeah, I tell you, I love what I do, but even in understanding and enjoying the definition of the word, I know their definition and the definition that I give it. Because they give it this definition, but I give their definition plus mine being the number of the word, which gives me fun. It's 13, y'all. That's God. I'm having fun. I'm having fun. This is spiritual. This is real to me. This is fun. I'm having fun like a motherfucker. Woo! People just don't know it. I'm having fun, yes. You know, because like I said, fun is just like love. It's in the eye of the beholder, baby. You know, that's why I enjoy all this. I love all of it, you know. And I can't wait to the next month holiday come up because I found the sheet from 2016, Brother D. And I think we had did a show back then dealing with that. And it was dealing with the Baphomet and Christmas and Jesus, all of it. But I found out that, man. And I got enough information now, even with what we're talking about tonight, to update it using what we're talking about right now, dealing with the metaverse, dealing with Facebook and Meta. Because, like I said, once we see that, and that's why it's just good to write things down because you can go back and see things that you miss or things that you've learned that you can add to what you was using days or years ago. And you can really, for me, I can make more sense out of things back then that I'm able to put things that are being used right here, right now, on top of those things back then. Oh, man. But that's because not just from these shows, family, and y'all know that, I'm just a writer by nature, not just books. I've been writing. That helped me to get where I am because, again, my story goes that I was an illiterate, you know, and it wasn't until the death of Bruce that made me start reading. We're talking about 12, 13 years old. I couldn't read, and it was only after his death, not knowing that I would never see another movie. So I had to read and learn. But that was my driving motivator. That was that something, and that's locked into my head where I can remember these things and know what pushed and drove me and helped me get to the point and to be the person that I am today.
You know, it was something that was about Mark. This is why I'm so passionate, and I'm letting the family know I'm going back to that. And I'm rekindling all of that and making that my nucleus now. I always have, but it's even more because I'm getting out to live now so that I can teach again. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting myself prepared to go to the next phase of my life and start teaching at the age that I am, you know, and I'm marveling myself, you know, to be damn near 62 years old and kicking like I'm 34. I'm like, oh, woo, okay. But it's coming back. It's coming back. And that's what I had to do, go back to my past while I'm here in the future and see how my past here in the future is taking me to my future. My past here in the present is taking me to my future. I think y'all know what I was trying to say, but I got kind of jumbled up in what I was saying, but that's it. I'm here in the present. And that's even why when we talk about meta, see, and meta is understanding that's the present. But see, that's why they gave you the picture of the eight on its side, which represents what, brother Derek?
Infinity.
Infinity. Guess what, family? Meta is five. Eight on its side being infinity. Infinity is 32. That's five. That's why they gave you meta. It's 14, five, infinity five, present. Being here in the present is five, 32. They're giving you that in the present to let you know it's infinite, though, because it's that eight on its side. And that's where I just took myself from my present, 32, which is the five, being infinity, the five, on its side, the eight, and eight being 17, which is past, eight. And that same eight that's here in your present, meta, 32 to five, that other end of the eight that makes that loop takes you to your future. Future is 35, which is eight. Your past is eight. And your future is eight, but infinity is 32, which is right here in the present. You're supposed to be in your present, able to get to your past to take you to your future. We can do it, family, and it's here, and it's within us, and I'm able to do it with the numbers and words, but I see exactly what our capabilities are, because even in the statements we follow and we say, and I say we follow them because we say them. And I don't say too many things anymore. I used to, without explaining how I'm using the saying. As you've heard this saying, finish this statement, Brother D. The what is the limit?
You said the what is the limit.
Yeah, you hear
praise that says the sky.
Thank you. Thank you. There you go. See, and there's no coincidence to Sky's 11, that two that we've been talking about this evening. But see, I don't go there. No. How did you put a limitation on the sky, saying the sky is the limit? No. See, I bypassed the sky. Sky is 11. My mind is 11. Universe is 11. I'm with the universe. I think we are. I hear that a lot. I'm flowing with the universe. I ain't just flowing with the sky. And guess what? The universe ain't got no damn limitations. Why do I? So how you going to put a limitations on how high I can fly to the sky and put a limitations on it? No. You got your man's law and limitations on how far we can get out of Earth's atmosphere without another form of gravity being poured upon us, without another inertia giving us the energy to get past the van. I'm going off course, man. I'm sorry. But again, no. See? But that's the passion that we all have, a passion in us that's already connected to your purpose. And when you really find your purpose and you know your goal, you master that. You will always have passion in your word, because passion and word are the same number, six. That's what I touch you with, my passion through my words. That's why touch is six. That's for me what King Midas did. I don't get into the analogy or the allegories of the story of King Midas with the touch of gold. I get into the word and the numbers of what King Midas was able to do for me with the numbers and the words, because when King Midas got that touch, that golden touch, gold is 15. That's 6. Woo! Touch is 24. That's 6. Word is 15. That's 6. For me, the King Midas that I am, I'm able to touch you with my word. My word is gold. See? So that's where I'm coming from, what we all can do, because guess what? That 6, that 15 is human, and we're all human. That's why I love referring to ourselves as human beings, not a human race. Because human 15, beings 26, 15 plus 26, we back to 41, that 5, baby. That's why Jesus Christ comes to 59, 5 plus 9 is 14, that 5. If you believe in Jesus Christ, cool. But I'm believing in Jesus Christ in you as just being no more than a human being, just like I am. Learning to be human. That's the problem with most of us. We be every damn thing else except being human first, what you was put here to be. So I kind of got twisted off into something else again. But again, I'm still on the 5, y'all. See, that's why we ain't nothing but just human beings. See, they use the 5 to keep us divided. That's why divided is 32, 5. 6 feet of separation, 6 feet. But divide is 32, which is 5. The 6 and the 5 again. See? So they want all of this adds up when we start seeing it, because that just came to me, family. It's like that. I can be having a conversation with anybody, and I start to interject things that's in the conversation into the clash that we're having or going to have, because a lot of this stuff came by way of conversation today, yesterday, and different things that through the conversation, I felt I was supposed to hear this in order to put it with what I was giving this evening. And it comes just that fast. Not to say that what I have isn't enough, but to see that things come and just link to everything that we're doing, everything we're saying. And by the way, link comes to the number 11. That's why understanding the medicine wheel, medicine is 29, which is 2. Wheel is 24, which is, 22, I'm sorry. Wheel is 22, which is 4. 2, 4. See, understanding that we are the medicine wheel, which means we are the missing link. Ain't got shit to do with Darwin's ape theory. No, that missing is what's missing is the information in us, and we link the gap together. That's why gap, link, is 11. Gap is 11. We're supposed to fill the gaps with the information coming from the universe that's delivered to our minds so that we can voice, lift every voice and sing. Voice is 20. That's the 2. That's the universe for me. When I lift my voice, I'm lifting it up to the universe for the universe. Because for some reason, to me, I see that a lot of us can't hear what the universe is talking to me about. And it's just like a conversation you and I are talking. But it's telepathically. And this is something we can do. See? And I'll check it out. Check it out for me, Brother D. If I'm not mistaken, telepathic. Here's the 2.
Okay. See?
And we all have that ability for telepathy. Or it might be, no, telepathy is a 2. Telepathy, and I said telepathy. Telepathy, not telepathic, because telepathic is 44. I remember that.
Right.
So, and being telepathic is no more than the 8 we were talking about earlier, because 8 is no more than thinking. It's no more than talking. See, thinking is 35 or 8. Talking is 35 or 8. See? That's why we are a scale when we're talking about he brought balance in his hand. Balance is 17, which is an 8. We are all scales.
Yeah. Telepathy is a 38, which comes up to 11.
11, there you go. That's what I said. See? So that's why we have it. But see, we've let technology, it's called the cell phone. Well, guess what? Cell phone is 29, which is 11. Cell is 12. Phone is 17. 12 plus 17 is 29. Cell phone is the 11. That's what we're using in place of the telepathy, the communications. That's why communication is 38, which is the 2. It's part of telepathy. So this is why the universe, 38, that 2, can talk to my mind, 11, that 2, because I do what other people choose to believe in when they believe this or believe that. Well, believe is 29, that 2. That's why that believe that I believe in, as people call it to them, when I give it to them, man, that ain't nothing. I take that because guess what? Nothing is 29, which is 2. Damn it, I know the numbers. So you say it's nothing, I'm going to make it something because it's coming from my mind. It's coming from my mind.
Thing comes up to 11, start. Too.
That's it, yes. That's why I said yes. That nothing 29. Is part of the medicine wheel because nothing being the 2 or 29 like medicine, and the wheel being something. Your medicine wheel is you being able to turn the nothing into something. Something is 31, which is spirit. See? So I'm in that spiritual realm of that nothingness becoming something because nothingness is also 11. You can't get away from it because you keep changing the word. The number remains the same. See? That's that blackness that I claim. That others talk about, I ain't black, I ain't no. I claim that because I'm claiming the number. Blackness is 2, black is 2, the universe is 2. Hell, the universe is black, y'all. My mind is black, 2. But you want me to be afraid of the dark? That's why dark is 13, and they want you to be afraid of 13 because the word is dark also, or darkness being 31, still that 4. Friday the 13th, no 13th floor. See, it all goes back to being in the dark and being afraid of the dark, even as a child, and wanting a night light to illuminate some part of that room while the child was asleep and could be at ease. Because, again, just like we weren't taught how to accept the darkness and be at peace in the darkness, we're learning that at a later age. As we meditate and go through the things that we're learning spiritually. There's nothing to be afraid of but fear itself, and darkness is nothing to be afraid of. See? So all of this that we're going through, as stated earlier, is just a preparation. For me, it's that crystallization statement of the cocoon of a caterpillar. Who's getting ready to what? Metamorphosis to change into that butterfly from a caterpillar. It's just like that ancient story of the frog and the centipede. Are you accustomed or you ever heard of that little story, Derek?
With the frog and the centipede? No, uh-uh.
Yeah. Well, basically, to give the gist, it's about understanding who you are. But just to say this, as the story goes, the frog was in a lily pond on a lily pad while he watched and marveled as the 100-legged centipede walked across, you know, the terrain. And he asked the centipede, you know, telling him how he really admired how he was able to walk with 100 legs and he only had 4 and he stumbled, but how can you do this and be so graceful? And it was only when the centipede thought about it, that he stumbled, that he tripped, because he started to think about what comes natural. You ain't got to think about what comes natural to you. But that's what a lot of us are doing. We're thinking and we keep tripping ourselves up. That's why the saying, you're your own worst enemy. We're thinking about what is happening, let me use that, as into this meta, this changing that we're going through spiritually. It's a spiritual change. That's why spiritual is four and change is five, metaphysics. It's a spiritual change that we're going through and we're questioning, which means it trips us up because it's not happening naturally. We've been doing it and we don't even know we're doing it. But now things are coming to where our awareness of it being done for us and to us is coming through us. And this is what we have to prepare for. And this is what's happening. So those are, you know, those are the intangibles that we deal with as we learn through our journey, because this is only no more than a journey that we're all taking, and we're learning from this journey, hopefully, because a lot of us keep doing the same thing. They call it crazy, doing the same thing, expecting a different result, and we keep getting the same answer. We keep coming to the same place, and, you know, that's over with, you know, hopefully, but this is why we learn. And I always say I'm a good damn teacher. I know can't nobody take that away from me, but I know I'm a better student. I'll always be a better student than a good teacher because I listen twice as much as I talk, even though I talk a lot, and y'all know that. I love talking. But, again, in order to learn, it's the question. This is why we question everything. That's why question is nine and learning is nine. I question for the learning that I have obtained through the nine called information. That's where most of my time, because time is nine, like information is nine, like learning is nine. See? So even though I know it's man's artificial time, I'm using that time for the learning, the information for my life, because that's where we differ. We all have life, but we all have a different journey, or as I said earlier, a different part, because your part is no more than your journey by number. This is why you know your journey, because you know your part. And that's why a lot of us don't never journey. We always stay confined within that box. That's why box is also seven. Like journey is seven, like part is seven. We stay stuck in the box. That's why you got to think outside that box. That's what it's all talking about, because consciousness is seven. Conversation is seven. Your conversation has to be on the realm outside the box, not within that programmed mind. That's what all the brain waves is keeping us in, that program, to be father program through the metaverse. So, again, Brother Thomas, that's right up your alley, because the metaverse is using all of that essence of the artificial, dealing with the technology of augmented reality. Technology one, augmented reality one. So this is what they want to do, to change, meta, change your reality into an augmented reality that we buy into as real as we want it to be. Because that's why metaverse is for, real is for, artificial is for. That artificial becomes your real because you choose more than it chooses you. when you choose it, then that's just like that game you're playing. That's why game is 14. That's why they play the game of color and race on our minds, on our brains. Brain 5, race 5, color 5, game 5. It's a game. For me, it's in the numbers. Game 5, recognize 5, recognize the game. So by them using color, by them using food, ever so often, but for me, since I've been into this, every year they do it. They talk about the 5. And it fluctuates up or down. That's gas, 14.5, food, 14.5, and guns. Gun is 5. Every year, we're hearing about gun laws, Second Amendment rights. We're hearing about GMO foods and the foods that we eat that are not human consumption or you can't eat it, okay? And then we constantly talk about the gas, that why at a certain time, why it go up? Well, we know the holidays, but why is it going up now? And we always get some type of oil slick story or spill story or containers or the transportation can't get there. Food. From GMO to there's a frost this year, and you want the prices of oranges and fruit and this, that, or the other is going up. But all this money is spent on, not saying it shouldn't be, but we should spend a lot of this money on developing real food that we can do. If not real food, for me, how to save our earth by making sure that we have systems in place where we've been having for the last, 5, 10 years, these different fires out west in different regions. And again, we use that 5 dealing with 5G coming across the water, coming in through California and all the western coast places around that ocean, because again, we know how electricity flows on water or with the current of water, knowing that's what we are. We're no more than electromagnetic beings on this planet. That's why electricity that we deal with here and there, the power going out, blackouts, this, that, and the other, electricity is 49, which is a 4. Magnet is 22, which is a 4. And remember, this date is a 4, 2020, or 11-20, I'm sorry, 2-2, 11-20, which is that 4. But it's all spiritual, which is that 4. It comes from the truth within. See? So hopefully we will be open and receptive, because that's why, for me, that open portal is 11-11. We always holler 11-11. Well, that's the open portal. And the open portal starts in your mind. Mine is 11. Portal is 2. 11-11 or 2-2. That portal starts with an open mind. As we say, nothing is closed. Nothing will enter anything that's closed, a fist or a mouth. But if you want to receive what you ask for, you got to open your hand, but you got to open your mouth to even ask, and you shall receive. So that's why that open portal starts in your open mind, because your mind opens the portal. It all starts with your belief. Can't nobody else do it for you. You got to believe it, and then you do it by doing no more than the 5 call practice. All of this takes practice, and nothing coming easy. See, because we've been to the food school all these years that took us off of these things that we're talking about right now, which for me, that's the homeschooling with what we're preparing our children for in this society, but giving them some of the spirituality back that they will be able to develop and teach us along the way, because they are the future. And if they know this, if they hear this, they can and will develop it, because it's in them, just like technology is in them.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we got about, it's 9:52 now. We got 8 minutes left before we go into overtime. So I'm going to go ahead and give out the number now. I'm going to take a quick break also. So family, we want to continue this conversation. The call-in number is 515-605-9838. Once again, the call-in number is 515-605-9838. And hit the number one if you have a question or comment for Brother Eddie. So Brother Eddie, I'm going to go ahead and drop the needle real quick for a song or two, then we'll come right back. That's cool?
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Holla out, because I got myself on mute, so I won't be interfering with nothing. So just make sure that you, if I don't respond, Ed, take yourself off mute. Just holla at me.
All right.
All right.
All right, family, welcome back to Basement Boogie Blog Talk Ready, Boogie Nights in the Basement. I'm your host, Brother D. My co-host, Brother Eddie, and I will be talking about, continuing on the conversation about Meta, formerly known as Facebook, the new mind scrub by the numbers. All right, Brother Eddie, can you hear me?
Yes, I am, Brother D. And, man, I couldn't remember. I'm beating my brains, and I know you can tell me. Who is riding high? Who was that by?
That was Fazo.
Thank you. Fazo. Okay. Yeah, man, that was one of my riding and smoking weed, riding high. Yes, that took me back. Took me back. Yeah, and then I thought that was Cool in the Gang version, but that was a little different version than Summer Madness from Cool in the Gang.
Right. That was actually Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, she sounded, yeah. You know, her Puffy sampled it from Cool in the Gang, you know, so.
Oh, yeah. A whole bunch of them. Will Smith and, you know, his Summer Madness. Still using the track of that. So, yeah, a lot of people still do that. But, again, back to the subject at hand. And since we into the overtime, do we have any of the families who raised their hand who want to talk and add to the mix?
No, there was one early. They had a couple early, but no, it looked like they dropped off, so.
Okay. Yeah, so was it any more stories that you had that you wanted to add?
Well, you know what? I got this. I do have one that actually is dealing with Facebook. Well, this is a local story here. Now, this is from the website lawenforcementtoday.com. Hold on here. Let me check something real quick here. Okay. You know what? Hold on. I think we do. Let me see who this is. Yeah, Thomas wanted to jump in right quick.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Brother Thomas, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Man, you know, Cool in the Game, man. They from Jersey City, New Jersey. They're not from New York City. My mother grew up right next to the lead singer. Like, they all came from Storms Avenue in Jersey City. And when they made it big, the label told them, you know, you got to say you're from New York City because, you know, that no one heard of Jersey City. So, you know, they said when they went on the radio, and they said, where are you from? And they said, New York City. They was like, everybody was mad at them, you know what I'm saying? But, Cool in the Gang from Jersey City, not New York, even though that they're listed as a band from New York City, but, I mean, it's right across the river. The Fool Has No Memory, you was talking about that. That's one of the things I think is why we see so much Alzheimer's and, you know, all these other mm-hmm. things, because the food you eat, it's that throwaway seed. One time you see, you know, Terminator seed, it has no seed in the fruit that it bears. So the memory that used to be within the seed, you know, you plant that seed from one fruit to the next, and the memory of the earth and everything would just stay right there. Also, the soil has no memory. You know, we're not using real soil. You don't use real soil really to grow these Terminator seeds. They actually kill the soil, and you got to use some Miracle-Grow or some other, you know, made up synthetic soil which has no memory of the past. You know what I'm saying? So we're eating a Terminator seed. It's like it's killing our memories, our Akashic records. You know, you start seeing people making choices that we just shouldn't be making. You know what I'm saying? Because that record of what happened in the past is gone in a lot of these young people. The metaverse isn't going to be just one entity. Facebook won't be the only ones with the metaverse. They calling this metaverse, you know, to jump out from a financial standpoint. You know, they see this is where everything is going. So they're going to be the first ones. But Microsoft already has one called HoloLens. Snapchat. They have one called Spectacles already that, you know, been out for a while. HoloLens is very expensive, like $3,500 a pair. The spectacles are cheap, like $99 a pair. So, but they don't do that much. You know what I'm saying? So Facebook is with their Oculus. They're coming out with this virtual augmented together mixed reality world that, you know, is going to be pretty interesting to see how it's going to attract people. But just to be aware, they're not the only ones. You know, eventually Apple, of course, they're going to have one. Sony with the PlayStation, they're going to have one. Samsung and Google and Amazon's going to have one where you can shop, and Twitter's going to have one where you can tweet. I mean, everybody's going to have their own. It's going to be the metaverse. It's going to be, you know, something different than what we just seeing it as right now. This is sort of like when the internet first came out, and, you know, we didn't see it getting to where it is right now. You know what I'm saying? Took a few things to happen. So they're just switching up the internet from being something that's physical, that you sit down and you type and you press buttons and you hold it in your hand and you get online with it in your phone and your tablet. No, it's going to be something that is just strictly visual. It's going to be just happening in your head. And it's going to be very dangerous. This is one of the most dangerous things they ever going to do to people. What you're seeing is, metaphysically, we're leaving the earth. We're leaving the physical. We're leaving the third dimension, right? The material world. And we're entering the metaverse, the world beyond the physical world, the land of the dead, the fake spirit world. You know, like I said on Bev's show before, the 80-plus billion people, million people that's dead, that still have active Facebook profiles because they died, you know, and, you know, that those people are still going to be alive. Those people are going to be alive again in the metaverse. They have everything they need to create a character of them, you know their likes, their dislikes, how they look, and they're just going to create them because they're going to need characters. You know, just like on the internet, you have bots that aren't real people, but they trying to engage with you and thumb up or thumb down, whatever you vote or write comments, you know, it's going to be the same thing. A lot of the people that you see in the metaverse is going to be just dead profiles, you know. It's going to be very confusing to people. And this is going to be what you call the fourth dimension, a fake fourth dimension. 2020, it was supposed to happen. They're a year behind because of COVID probably, but the fourth dimension of the space time continuum, this dimension is going to lead into the fifth dimension, which is going to be the multiverse. That's your cyberspace. That's going to be when all of them have it together. Facebook got theirs. Microsoft. You can just choose which one you want to go to. You're in a multiverse. There's so many little metaverses together. They're going to be connected together through this, you know, and through this aspect and that aspect, and it's just going to be a total multiverse. And that's where I think Space Force comes in. You know, they're the police of cyberspace. You know, they're not physical space, cyberspace. That's where most of jobs, you're going to actually get paid to do work in this meta world. This isn't like something that's going to be fake. Like, it's going to be fake, but you're going to get real physical, tangible things in the real world from how you conduct yourself in that metal world, you know? And the last thing I was going to say, the 5G frequency at Travis Scott concert, they couldn't get a signal. The security was told before they started their shift to make their final calls to their family because once the concert starts, everybody's phones is going to be turned off for the signal. They won't be able to make calls and things. So, you know, that's what they were told. Now, the stage had a huge screen with a countdown, and when the music, when it went down to one and the music started and fire started coming out of everywhere and he appeared and started doing his thing, everyone turned into zombies. That's that 5G signal. That's that 60 megahertz signal. It can control people. And if you put a bunch of people in one area and you're controlling the signal, you know, what one of the things that makes that artist popular, if you notice, most of the people at his concert was not melanated. You know what I'm saying? Because he makes a lot of, he produces a lot of his music in that satanic frequency. You understand? And he was able to control those people where they lost their humanity. They turned into zombies. They started just stepping on one another to get closer to the stage, squishing people, didn't care they lived or died. It was like that movie with Samuel Jackson looking like Russell Simmons, and he owns the cell phone company, and when he presses
the button,
everybody, the Kingsman.
Right,
the
Kingsman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they controlled that crowd with the 5G frequency, and that tone he plays his music in, it invokes other things, you know. That's why, you know, Ozzy Oz, Def Leppard, and all those people used to have those weird concerts where the white people would go crazy. You'd be like, what the hell? You know, we didn't get it because we don't operate off that frequency. That's why most of his fans are not melanated. The 6G, the 7G, the 8G, and so on until the year 2030, when they come out with this thing called Network 2030. These are just going to be upgrades to the already existing 5G infrastructure, same way 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G was all one infrastructure, and so will the 5G. But said this years ago, the 5G is for the three A's. The three A's: artificial intelligence, automation, and automation. That's your robots, especially in factories and stuff. You know, the little robotic arms that's going to be taking the jobs of people and stuff. All that has to be running on a form of artificial intelligence. Driverless cars have to have a form of artificial intelligence. You know, they have to know that, oh, that's a person. I got to swerve out the way. They got to know, oh, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's a lady with a baby carriage. Let me stop. They have to be able to figure this out. Car has to have artificial intelligence. Your human cyborgs. And when a cyborg is a human being that has put something artificial in them to enhance them, you know, so a person with a robotic arm or, you know, once they're able to give you some robotic eyes or something, you know, well, that's going to be able to be controlled by artificial intelligence. Lastly, the last A is augmented reality. And that's where we're going to right now. Now, the chips that are 5 nanometers, you could put 6 to 8 of them on your pinky finger. On the tip of your pinky finger, that little tip, you know, you could put 6 to 8 of those 5-nanometer chips. And each one of those chips have between 30 billion and 58 billion transistors in them. You know, the Apple 5-nanometer chip that's in the new iPhone has 57 billion transistors. And they could that means it could perform 57 billion things at one time. And that it happens in a millisecond. It does things are, you know, getting smaller. The next size is 3 nanometers. So you could imagine how small that's going to be. And they're trying to make those with 100 billion transistors. See, these are for the augmented reality. They have to have real small chips to go inside the glasses. You know, you can't have a big chip in glass. It'll look funny, you know. And the number one people sold into these augmented reality glasses, you would think it's the tech companies, but no, it's the companies that make regular glasses. You know what I'm saying? Oakley and, you know, just the main brand glasses companies, you know, when you go to Lens Crafters or Cohen or whatever, and you see all the polo glasses and all that, those are going to have these chips in them. Everyone's going to have it, man. And the very last part of the augmented reality I was going to say is the high-end Chinese electric cars. They all have the augmented reality in the windshields right now, where right there in front of you, you just see the speedometer, You see the mileage, all that stuff right there in the windshield when you look in that area. It just right there pops up. And the camera focuses on the lane you're in. And as you're driving, it'll be a little arrow just keeping you centered in that lane. And when it's time to turn, the arrow will just show you it's time to turn right in front of you while you're driving. You know it's time to make your little left or right-hand turn to get where you're going. So it's already here, you know. I knew my line. Thank y'all.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brother T.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Brother Thomas, as always. Put a little bit more to the fire. Appreciate it. All right, Brother D, we have anybody else?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. I was wondering if Brother Kwame had made it in the queue before we went into overtime. And Mother AZ had called me on my other phone, so I don't know if she was having difficulties getting in, but she didn't say she did.
Mm-hmm.
In a text or anything. She didn't text. She just called, and then she hung up. So she might have realized
this is Robert Kwame now. Hold on. Let me bring him in.
Okay.
Robert Kwame, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, I was on mute, so I'm following Eddie Harris's cue. Stay on mute.
Greetings, Brother Kwame. How you doing, man?
I'm very grateful, man. You dropping it like it's hot there. You and Brother D, y'all shot town pair there now. So
no doubt.
You know, and Thomas was filling in on the 5G and what was going on. And it's the next level because I heard you when you were saying, I wonder about 6G, and I hope Brother Kwame is so I could find out something. But, you know, 6G, and you had on the board when you were running for Blog Talk, you had, what was it, North Star.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, you know, I was saying, and I sent you, I think I sent it to Derek, though, the thing with North mm-hmm. Star is a company, I think they're out of Canada, but they're here, part of it in the United States, too. North Star is the new company, is Star X, and what they're doing is they're going to be the traffic controllers of the satellite industry that's going to be carrying that 6G. Because this is where they're going to connect it to what's running down here on the 5G. Because when I was talking on the show on Bev, Truth to Power, I was talking about they had launched all of these satellites and with 5G because they have to have a connection. You know, this is what the GPS and all of these other things that's running is running from satellites. And then the 5G is a bandwidth, and then the 6G is going to be a bandwidth, which is going to be the terahertz. That because we're getting the NIs and the micro waves. I mean the mini microwaves of bandwidth that's going to be needed, and that's going to be able to come from the transmission of the satellites. So all of this is on the drawing board. 2022 is going to be, but they still working on 5G because it was like Tutmos was talking about. He was saying that, you know, this 5G has got the connection with the 60 megahertz, which is the same as oxygen. And this is what they're having to deal with that also being creating this atmospheric poison. Because that's what it is, an atmospheric poison. So what we're seeing with that atmospheric poison, and then you having, I hear you speaking on the GMOs, I think somebody was talking about, but the genetically modified organisms that they're creating and creating these terminator plants, seedless plants and these things like that, because he was very much on point when he's saying it's the memory. because in the neural net of the planet, this is why people are running into the medicines now, the mushrooms, the peyote, the ayahuasca, the ibonge, is because that's the medicine that has the memory. And because the food that they're creating, this artificial food, because the GMO, the genetically, but the other part is I always say, you make another word out of GMO, God makes the original. And this is why I say we have to come back to the oasis, in that coming back into nature, reconnecting to Earth, Mother Earth, is our ancestor spirit in service. And this is how we're going to be given the service of the connection of the downloads and the reboot that we just had last night or this morning with the eclipse. Because each time we have that shadow that crosses the earth with the sun or the moon, it creates a reboot. Because when you turn off that light and then you let it hit back on the earth planet, what happens is there's a charge that hits the planet. It's almost like a CME, the coronal mass ejections that come off the sun. But when we have these natural alignments with this eclipse, and it's very important that we understand that we are at a time right now. That's why I was sending, I think I sent it to you, Derek, was talking about Cepheus. Cepheus, yeah, is getting ready to be the next North Star, and that's going to be about 2050. And this is why they're scheduling everything, the Agenda 21. We're leading into Cepheus in 2030. By 2050, he's going to be sitting there at the North Star. Because when that energy, along with what we're doing coming into this new era, because the 1,160 years, we're 2021. It's moving, and we've moved in the galaxy, and we still have that alignment of Pisces and Virgo, but it's slowly moving out, but it's going to be almost complete by the time 2050 comes in. So what we're going to have is that Cepheus is what's called the Ethiopian king, which was part of the mythology, but it was a real story about that person. And the other part was him, he's the husband of Cassiopeia, I think that's her name, and Andromeda. And that is the chain woman, and I'm trying to get it correct. But that's the next era in which we're moving into, that's going to be the true north, and that's going to be the energy that's going to reboot us into this fifth world. We're moving in it. We're in the fourth dimension, but by the time that 2050 get here, we're going to be in it. And what they're doing is using the AI, and this is why they're talking about the augmented reality and the multiverse, because when this alignment where we are in the galaxy sets is going to be the reboot of what we've seen happen in the whole building of the Kemetic and all of the different things that we see of ancient times, the great pyramids and the great cities and all of this. And this is what they're looking at doing in creating this new world, which is going to be artificial intelligence and electric. This is why you're going to have electric cars. You're going to have, you know, smart everything. Everything is moving from a carbon base, we're moving into a silica base. And I think Tutmos was talking about last night on Bev, he was saying how that they're mixing the silica and the aluminum, and that they're combining the crystal energy with the metal of aluminum. But you look at most of the cars that we're now, all of the switches and everything is controlled with silver. Because they have to have that conductor. A lot of the cars that has all of the bells and whistles in it, it's silica and silver. And so what you're doing is you're sitting inside almost like your own computer. And mm-hmm. what they're coming up with the 5G, is where they're going to be able to, you're going to have your GPS going to be on your windshield. You're going to be able to somebody call you, and it's going to be, you're going to be able to see them just like you see in the movies. All of this is this futuristic, but the part that we're having to understand with all this futuristic AI, the divine intelligence is going to activate us with the next six strands of DNA that we have six. They're going to be those generations, those next five generations or seven generations will be activated with the 12-strand DNA. This technology is not going to supersede what these children of the next seven generations are going to be. And what we had in Lemuria and Atlantis, and that being able to telepathically transport without all of these gadgets. All of
right.
this is coming back into our awakening. But what they're attempting to do is interfere with it and make their artificial. Because even in the biblical sense of it, because you look at the industrial age, and the industrial age was the time of John D. Rockefeller was the baron of all of the, he was one of the richest people. Now you have who? Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's his name, or Facebook, and what he's doing, making it to the metaverse.
Right.
You're looking at,
yeah.
And then you're looking at, you go back and you look at biblically, you look at John, Luke, and Mark. We haven't had a Luke yet, but we've got the John D, and now we have Mark. And when you look at Mark, it talks about in Mark's script, I forget the name, what the scripture is. I think I sent it to somebody. But it talks about the rich man. And this is what Mark is representing, that Mark that mm-hmm. they talk about, the rich man in the Helios Bible.
Who does Elon Musk represent in the Bible in terms of, you know, in terms of Mark, Luke, John? Does he have a representation?
That would probably be for Luke, but the part is that followers of this Christ consciousness or this Helios Biblios story.
Right.
And that these disciples that they're looking at. And so you got John, Mark, and Luke. So the thing that you're looking at, and who controls the Vatican and the church and the Pope is who? Peter.
Okay.
So you have to look at all of this story. It's a recycling of it, of this thing, because this is why when I was on Bev, I was talking about the great massacre of the unthankful giving. And what happened was is that they killed, there were over 60 million or more. Some of them are saying it's from 60 to 100 million. Oh, and what Eddie was talking about, the Georgia Guidestone says there's only going to be 500 million on the earth.
Okay.
That's what he was asking when he was saying that. He was trying to figure out, was it 500,000? Georgia Guidestone says 500 million.
Million, okay.
That's what they want on the earth. Right. But
thank
what
you.
They looked at with them killing in that time between the 1600s, I mean the 1400s when they came, when 1492, when they first came into the Western Hemisphere, that part of getting rid of over 60 million people, and by the time we start coming into the early 1900s, there was only 6 million left. And even here on
wow.
Turtle Island, When 1619, when the pilgrims came back, when they came over around 1605, 1614, they made trip. But that's when they brought in the smallpox. And the smallpox, by the time that they came back in 1620, because we had arrived in 1619, that was the trade for the African that they wanted that did that in 1619. That's why Malcolm always said Plymouth Rock landed on us, because we landed here in that trade. We were captives. We weren't slaves yet, because we were just put into indentured servitude. The whole concept That came later on. But what we're looking at with this holiday is because this is what is some of the greatest atrocity. There was over 100,000 Native Americans from Maine to Massachusetts. When they came back in 1620, 90% of those indigenous people were gone. 90%. There was only 10% of the people left on this land. But this has happened from the north even down into the South Americas, because when we came here in 1311, when Otmi Barba came here with 2,000 ships, each they had 1,000 ships, and then each ship had its own supplies. It had its sorcerers, it had its physicians, it had all of the learnedness that they needed to come here, and they landed in Brazil and the southern parts of South America to mingle with the indigenous people, even to the point that they went into exploration and came here and sailed up the Mississippi and married into families of the nations of the Algonquin and the Iroquois. So we mixed. That's why we always arguing the point we were already here. We had been here because we had already had exchange. Even in 1421, when the Chinese came, they had their big excursions when they came out, and by the time that they went back in 1423, the Chinese empires had fallen. All of that, that, you know, there's a great book about that. Or 1421 was when the Chinese discovered America. So all of us had an exchange of indigenous people. It wasn't until that European invader came with his infections and his disease that we're still dealing with is what we're dealing with right now. And what he's trying to recreate now is what? He's created another virus, because we went from B.C. before Christ with our comedic and our civilizations there. Then we went into A.D. after the death of Christ. Now we're going back into the next 2,000 years is the next B.C. before COVID. We're going into the we're going back into a B.C. And this is why I'm saying, and Eddie's talking about the medicine wheel, that's the circle of life, because this is all indigenous people had a symbol that dealt with the circle. And even when you're talking about the medicine wheel, the medicine wheel is divided up into four sections. Is what was told here that the ones that would be coming, the indigenous people knew that there was going to be the people of the white, the yellow, and the black were coming back to Turtle Island. That's why you see the medicine wheel in those four colors, because it represented the white buffalo. And then what brought the African to here is that we had the white lion, because the ship that brought the captives was called the white lion, came to meet the white buffalo, because the white buffalo or the white animal, the albino animal, always appeared in a time of great change. This was the warning that we had from the Creator, that this animal appears in order to let us know that there is getting ready to be a great change. And who was the great changer? Them white people.
Wow.
So, anyway.
Okay. Just to add to that, I can't stop because you're just hitting those fives all over the place. Because you went all the way back to B.C. Well, B.C. is a five. You took B.C. to A.D. A.D. is a five. And you talked about the circle of life dealing with the medicine wheel. What circle is 23, which is a five. So I'm here loving it. All of us tying up to the five, dealing with the meta, because it goes all the way back. It's ancient history. That's why, guess what? History is 33, which is six. Ancient is 23, which is five. We back to Facebook, into meta, by using our ancient history. All of this is ancient history.
And what you're saying is correct, because when you take the letter, because the B is the second letter of the alphabet, the C is the third letter of the alphabet, when you add them together, it becomes the what? Five.
23, that's five,
Right, that comes to the five. And what are we dealing with? Because the new 6G is dealing with the D wave and moving into the E wave. And I think that if I remember that right, I'm going to have to check with Tutmos and see. Because the terahertz is the next level of frequency, which is the microwave that they're learning how to transmit. This is what the nanoparticles and those tiny bots that they're creating now, they've got to have a frequency that's going to resonate with those.
Yes, because D-Wave is dealing with the D-Wave computer, which is dealing with everything you're talking about, being able to transfer the one into zeros in the same place at the same time. Quantum computers.
Right. And that's the super quantum computers, and this is what they're looking at. But even when they're doing that, they're in the 6G is what's going to move it from the D wave to the E wave. It's going to the next level of that sub wave that they have to be able to transmit to keep that bandwidth.
So a D wave, D is four, and the E wave is going to E is five. Metaphysics, baby, from wave to wave.
And that's why you get the name moving from Facebook, because they've got all the faces and behavior. Now, only thing they're doing now is to take and make them an artificial being, because they're getting ready to make what? They're moving from a homo sapien to a homo spirit, or they're moving from a human to a human bot, or that bot, because you're going to be able to create yourself in what? In a augmented virtual reality.
You're like going an to avatar. Be able to
and make your own avatar, make your own self. And so what you're doing now is being, and I was sitting here watching Westworld again, because there's certain parts, and when they were showing Westworld and how they were creating these androids and these people, and that they were able to make them and put a consciousness into them. This is what they're doing now when Tutmore was even saying, because of they having so much recorded of your Facebook information, your overall behavior, and the behavior of those that crossed over, you're going to be able to buy a simulated person with the consciousness and behavior and the voice. This is why they're looking at voice recognition. They're looking at your facial features. All of that's going to be programmed into a, and you will be able to pick that program out and be able to make who you want to make.
That's it. That's why faith built the six is what I mentioned earlier, being no more than your algorithm six, being the words that you've been using. Word is six. Using the algorithms in your word as a recorded artificial programming. That's why record is 24/6, program 24/6. Go ahead.
No, you were speaking on something, and I thought you was going to take it and do it. Is when you were talking about time, and you were saying, you know, how that dealing with time. But then the thing was, is that in that being that you tie me by putting me into this box of this clock and watch or however I communicate, that time is to tie me. But the real energy and what we're coming back to is that you're supposed to emit. We are in it. We're supposed to emit our frequencies, because we're downloaded and we receive uploaded from the earth, downloaded from the heavens. We become a binary being when we stand and walk upon Mother Earth, not in these, you are banned from yourself, energies that we call cities.
Mm-hmm.
because you're disconnected from that frequency by all the interference, for one, but then you got buildings blocking out the sun, you've got concrete
buildings
and asphalt.
Right.
And all of that is disconnecting you from it, because once you step onto the grass and you step onto the earth and you stand under that sun, it's coming up from the earth, why it's called earthing. There's a human frequency that runs up and comes up, take those rubber shoes off, because that's why they made gym shoes and these plastic shoes as an insulator to cut your frequency off. We
wow.
once upon a time wore moccasins and leather bottom shoes. That's why the craft of a shoemaker is just about dead. You used to be able to go in our community, especially in Chicago, be able to take your leather shoes and get you a whole new leather sole, put on the back end and a rubber heel, and be able to walk that with them leather Stacy Adams again.
Mm-hmm.
That craft is dying out because they've insulated you. They blocked you from getting that frequency that's running up into you.
Wow. Hey, y'all, I think this is Mother AZ. This is Mother AZ. I think she wants to get in. Let me go ahead and let her in. Mother AZ, how you doing tonight?
Greetings, family. Can you hear
Greetings.
Me?
Yes.
Yes,
loud and
Mother
clear.
AZ, bonfire. We can hear you.
I tell you, I've been getting a lot of downloads between the Beaver Moon and the show with Brother Kwame last night. And how is everybody?
Okay, how are you, Mother AZ?
I'm still here at the Gables, and it's interesting you brought up the about the medicine wheel, because I wasn't able to get out to see the full moon when it first the eclipse, but I went out yesterday because these stones called me. And I'm not joking, family, had a communication with me. You remember, Brother Harris, you know that gate that you come through at the sliding door in my room?
Uh-huh.
You know when, oh, okay. Well, I don't know if you noticed on the other side, and Dr. Leister brought that to my attention. There's like a waterway or like a canal, and how
mm-hmm.
they did you notice that?
Yeah, when I actually went outside for a moment and took a smoke out back while I was sitting there and looking at the landscape and everything back there on the other side of your wall, yeah, I noticed that.
Oh, my God. Well, Dr. Leister brought that to my attention, but let me get to the point. There are some particular stones that called me and had a reasoning with me, family, about doing a medicine wheel down off in that canal. And you know where the tree came down?
Mm-hmm.
Uprooted?
Mm-hmm.
A medicine wheel, right, the pepper tree, correct. Also, to connect that area with the medicine wheel in alignment with the medicine wheel that's in that canal in these particular stones. I'm going to see if I can get somebody to take a picture so I can share with the family what stones had a reasoning with me to do just that. I don't know what it represents, why they want that to take place here, but I'm still here. I mean, it's going to be a long process. The way they cut me, I don't feel anything. They cut me so it's like they cut all of my nerves. Family, I can't even feel my vagina. I'm like, what? And I'm like, okay, I got to do something about this. This ain't feeling good, and I don't mean to get graphic on you, But that's what I'm dealing with right now. But anyway, there's something that is getting ready to formulate, and it has to do with why I am still here. Also, what does Dunbar represent? And how does Dunbar, like, there's a center, an old school. I know you're familiar, family, with Dunbar, because Dunbars are everywhere. The schools are, they're everywhere. And also, I couldn't find my book, Brother Kwame. Can you expound on what Else Beaver could mean? That's why I called you, not only because it had disappeared, you guys had disappeared, it went silent for a minute, and I called you, Brother Harris, and Brother Kwame, to see what the heck is going on, because y'all just disappeared. And and I also wanted Brother Kwame to expound more on what Beaver represents, because it's more to it than just that. And so anyway, I know I'm rambling on, but it's a lot going on. I may be here until you get back, Brother Harris. I don't know. Because I don't know because there's something really highly metaphysical about all of this, that Brother Kwame's interjection with the Baha'i community and the information that he's been sharing, and Dunbar, the school, and the dreams that I've been having, and the Beaver Moon, and the communication with these stones, because since you left, I brought a lot of stones here, and that pepper tree, they allowed me to get some pieces. So I recreated that spot that's over there on my porch where, you know, where we were sitting. It's a whole new different landscaping. And so I go out there and do my meditation and when, you know, in the sun and what have you. And they seem to be very happy, and they may leave everything there when I leave. I don't know yet, but I'd like for you to expound on the Beaver and the Dunbar and the stones, and why they want the medicine wheel in that waterway and where that pepper tree is. They told me this yesterday, meaning the stones. I'm just curious what your input. And I wanted to say something when you sent me that medicine wheel via text, Brother Harris, but I didn't get all the information until yesterday.
Okay.
All right. Hey, y'all, we got about 10 minutes, so what we can do, if not, yeah, we got about 10 minutes left before we get cut off. So what we can do, Brother Eddie, Brother Kwame, could drop what you can, and maybe we'll do a part two to the show. But we'll focus more on the medicine.
All right, and I'll make it quick, because the two things that she's asked about that's important is the beaver. Beaver represents, and Animal Speaks is the pocket guidebook by Ted Andrews. Beaver represents to build, and it means to build towards your dreams. Do not neglect what is most important to you. Now is the time for action and not daydreaming. And so in this hibernation, because we're in the season of the fall, and the beaver prepares his place of living and storing up everything while he dams up everything so he can have enough supply to build in the water that he lives in. And that's why Miss Mama AZ has pointed to that waterway, because mm-hmm. those record keepers, those stones, the oldest, the record keepers are saying to bring me out of there and to build in that area that tree has been removed and to do that. But the other part, when you're talking about Dunbar, is Paul Lawrence Dunbar, their schools. You got Dunbar on King Drive there in Chicago. Paul Lawrence Dunbar,
yeah.
Named after, right, it's named after Paul Dunbar, because that's a vocational school that was popular back in the day. And Dunbar is very important because he was a great poet during the Harlem Renaissance. And so these are why a lot of the schools and the names of these elementary and schools are named after him, is because of what he taught and how we build ourselves as a people. And so that's one part of the part for what Miss Mama AZ is saying, is that the record keepers is saying that they come and build this circle of life and this new information, because you're going to triangulate some energy coming from where she is. And what she's doing is having a rebirth, because they're rebuilding her. That's why the Beaver Moon and all of this is going, because she's been rebuilt. That surgery that they did, they built her lower half to her to be able to heal and then be able to grow and move in the dreams that she's looking at, the visions that she's having for there was to go on in Arizona. And then Brother Eddie is looking at his vision, and his dream is to build there in Arizona. So it's the land of the sun, and this awakening in the land of the sun is part of what we're going to go into in this hibernation right now that we're getting ready to prepare for.
Man, I'm I'm loving
Whoa,
it.
Whoa, Brother Kwame.
I'm loving it because, again, right quick, for some strange reason, Renaissance Man came on my view scope today. And I'm looking at it as you're talking about Paul Dunbar. Paul being 12, Dunbar being 19, 12 plus 19, we back to 31, spiritual. And he's a Renaissance Man. Renaissance is 39, which is a three, man is three. That's 33. We talking about getting to that six again, dealing with our third eye.
Eddie, my mother graduated from Dunbar too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And then turning around with the beaver and understanding by number, as you said correctly earlier, beaver is 5, 23,
mm-hmm.
you know. And what is the beaver known for, as Brother Kwame took it there, being a builder? What do they build? I think they build
dam.
The dams.
Yeah.
Dam. Dam is 6. Beaver is 5. There's your 5 and 6 again, or your 6 and 5, which is Meta book. I mean, yeah, Facebook and Meta, which is that 6 and 5. But that's that beaver moon. And remember, full moon comes to a 40. That 4. And that's why every full moon is spiritual. Spiritual is 40. This is why Mother AZ, when she was saying she didn't get out and see it, but you were up, being up and being connected to that time and what's happening, because we are the events. Events arising. We're the events that happen within all of the celestial events that occur. Because events is 29, that 2. That's why we're on that current. And Brother Kwame, you made me think of something. I just came to mind thinking that when you were talking about time, and I thought about that, yeah, it's the spiritual universe is waiting till you learn to admit your true frequency. And hopefully you caught that. And again, I said, the spiritual universe is waiting till you learn to admit your true frequency. Admit Teal.
And how do we
Emmett Teal. And I just used
right.
Emmett Teal and waiting till we learn to admit, Emmett Till. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Right. And what you're on point, because in saying that we emit is what we
mm-hmm.
do when we understand how to utilize the energy of our purpose. Because and once we understand our purpose, we began to use that energy to create that which we came on the planet to be a part of.
Right. Mother AZ, I think you were trying to say something when I started talking. So what did you want to come in on before we get cut off?
No, I mean, I'm good. This is really interesting confirmations. And also another thing to look up, family, is Fort Phoenix is here in Tucson. I was introduced to Fort Phoenix back in 79, and it has a connection with Tucson, Arizona, which is very interesting. It's called Fort Phoenix. It's over there in Belhaven, Massachusetts, or Connecticut, or something. It's across the bridge. I can't remember. I took a whole bunch of pictures, but those pictures have since disappeared of it, but I stayed there a week. It's a man-made beach, and I lived in a car for a week there at Fort Phoenix, and it was built in honor of this man's daughter. I do remember that, who lives here or lived here in Tucson, Arizona, and I don't know what that means. But it came back to me because of something Brother Kwame said the other night, and it's called Fort Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. We got about 3 minutes left.
Thank
but I want to drop. Thank you, Mother AZ. Brother Eddie, Brother Kwame. Tomorrow, 11/21/1985, I believe it was, Ben Wilson was shot in front of right down the street from Simeon High School. For some reason, that popped in my head.
It's for a reason, because 11/21 comes to 5.
Okay.
That's what we've been talking about tonight, that 5.
Yeah, but another thing for me is that 11/21 is my great-great aunt. And she was born November the 21st, 1912. She died November the 21st. 2012.
Oh, wow.
On our 100th Earth Day. And her father, who was born in 1874, that was my pawpaw, he was born November 27th, 1874. He died when I was 3 years old, November 27th, 1954.
Wow.
They died on their Earth Days.
That's what, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right,
yeah.
Y'all. We got to go ahead and get on out of here because we got a minute left. So I, like I said, thank all the family that called in, participated, everybody that was listening on the Internet. Much appreciated. Much love is appreciated. And stay tuned for our next show. Peace and love, and be safe out there.
Right on. Peace, y'all. Stay up.
Right on. Stay up, family.
Yeah. Thank you.